You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
Right now, a new exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum is out to uncover some of Wisconsin's best-kept secrets.
The exhibit, Hidden Wisconsin, Unseen, Unknown, Uncovered, is open through January 8th and explores hidden Wisconsin objects and stories.
Joining us now is Ellen Sensky, Senior Vice President and Academic Dean of the Milwaukee Public Museum. Ellen, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, where did this idea for a Hidden Wisconsin exhibit come from?
Well, it was our director, the president of the museum, asked us to do an internal exhibit utilizing our own collections, but he wanted it to be utilize all of the different areas that we have, so which is quite a challenge because we've got natural history objects, we've got history objects, we've got geology and paleontology, as well as cultural objects. And so when the director of exhibits and myself sat down to think about what could we do that would bring all of them together, we came up with, after talking with all of the different collection staff, we came up with this idea to bring out the hidden stories, the things that you may not know about Wisconsin.
Well, take us on a walk through this exhibit and tell us some of your highlights. What do you love about it?
Well, and what I love is that it focuses on Wisconsin, and those are where our collections are strongest. But what we did is we divided the exhibit into four themes, and those themes are hidden in plain sight, hidden beneath, hidden in history, and then hidden forever. And so we pulled collections for each of those themes. So, for instance, in hidden in plain sight, we're talking about the things that you may walk by and never see, the camouflaged animals, the homes that animals make that are hidden, or we have a collection of plants that were preserved. They were pressed and they were done back in the 30s. Our curator went out and visited with all of the tribes in Wisconsin. And he made a journal of what they were using, what they called it, and what it was used for. And then he also preserved the plant. And this is a lot of these things were medicinal plants. And so we talk about how you may look at a plant and see a flower, and some of these Native Americans looked at them and saw medicine. So that's one of the hidden in plain sights. Likewise, we have a canoe, and you might say, well, how is that hidden in plain sight? Well, to us, when you look at a birch forest, you may just see the trees, and yet there are certain Native Americans who walk through that forest, and what they see are, and actually the trees speak to them, and one of them spoke to this individual from the Ojibwe tribe, and from that he made a birch bark canoe. So we're doing a little bit of a twist on things and showing you things that you may not think about in that hidden in plain sight. Then in hidden beneath, there are the things that you might think about, which are the things that are below ground that we find below ground, such as there were two things found in farmers' fields, one in the mid-1800s, a meteorite. It was found in West Bend, and there aren't very many meteorites in the world because they're things that come flying in from outer space. And this one, this individual farmer thought that he had found an iron ore mine because he found this big piece of what he thought was iron. Turned out to be a meteorite.
And do you have the actual meteorite?
We do. And this thing is, I would say maybe about, if you did it as a square, it's about 8 inches long and maybe 4 inches high, and that thing weighs 62 pounds. I mean, it's just this incredibly heavy, and, of course, made of things that you don't find here on Earth. So, but, yes, that is on display. We also have a jaw from the Hebeer mammoth that's on display, and the Hebeer mammoth was found in Kenosha County, again in a farmer's field. And this one was, it was a really great discovery. It was discovered in the 90s, in the 1990s, but it is one of the most complete mammoth skeletons ever found.
And we're talking with Ellen Senske right now with the Milwaukee Public Museum. And we're getting the inside scoop on their new exhibit. It's called Hidden Wisconsin, Unseen, Unknown, Uncovered. That exhibit is open now, and it runs through January 8th. And Ellen, one aspect of the exhibit that sounds pretty cool, you get to see a 1920 speakeasy. What is that like?
Well, that one is where we, that's kind of those, one of those things that wasn't so hidden in Milwaukee, which were the speakeasies, because Milwaukee was, its mayor was one of those who wasn't really that enthralled with prohibition. And so what we did was we created this room, which was a speakeasy, that you can actually go in, and you can see some of the materials that were used to make make alcohol and wine, the stills and the copper copper tubing, also some of the glasses and jars that were used to bottle the alcohol, and then as well as a beautiful flapper dress from that time. So the idea is we've got this hidden room where you have to you can knock on the door and enter it, and there are little there's a little latch that slides open so that you can see inside the room. But it's this is actually what we call one of the worst-kept secrets, which was prohibition in Milwaukee.
So this exhibit also works to debunk some stories that have long been part of popular lore. Can you share an example?
You know, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh,
there.
Trying to set the facts straight a little bit about something that is, you know, popular in Wisconsin. You know, maybe people had knew a different story about some object in this exhibit.
And I'm, okay.
That's
I'm
okay.
Still, I'm sorry.
And talk a little bit about this insect music as well. You know, it sounds like this exhibit really grabs all of your senses, eyes, ears, everything.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, so this exhibit, so the insect noises are in that hidden in plain sight. And those are the things that you hear during the summertime. And you rarely see them because they're either tiny insects or they're sitting high up in trees. And so we have, the insects are out on display, but there's also buttons that you can push so that you can hear what they sounded like, but then you can see what the actual insect looked like. We also have we have things for kids to do. We've got a hidden passageway that is too small for an adult to get through, and little kids can go in, and inside there are two-way mirrors, and so when I'm looking in a mirror on the outside of the exhibit, kids can see me looking in that mirror. And so I was in the exhibit this morning, and kids were running in and out of it and having fun with it. We also have a cipher game going on in this, where in each exhibit there is a hidden box, a box with a keyhole, and you open that up and you'll see either an object or a picture, and it looks like a it looks like just a bunch of letters or numbers, and it's actually a code, and you are given clues to help you decipher that code. And if you decipher all of them, you can actually put your entry into a box at the end of the exhibit, and we will draw a winner and give a prize to that winner. We're also doing we're trying to engage the community. So we're asking the community to send us at #HiddenWI their hidden treasures of Wisconsin. And then what we will do with those is we put them at the entrance to the exhibit. We have a rotating screen of all of these photographs that people have given us of what their hidden treasures in Wisconsin are.
And what have they sent you? What interesting things have you uncovered this way?
Well, the one that I found most interesting was somebody sent a picture of Wisconsin that was made out of soap bubbles. It was in water, and it was the soap that was formed into the shape of Wisconsin, which I just found fascinating. But there are pictures of people's grandparents and pictures of places in the past and pictures of somebody's favorite place to go and look out at the ocean, at the lake. It's whatever people have thought. There are close-ups of insects. It's just anything that people consider their hidden treasure, the thing that they love about Wisconsin. And we are adding to these. So throughout the exhibit, we will add to them. And at the end of the exhibit, we actually have them up again, and that's where we give the credit to them. And we also, if they've written something about this special place, we will put that up too.
And Ellen, just briefly before we let you go, it sounds as though this exhibit could have new surprises for people who have even lived in Wisconsin their entire life, would you say?
That is right. That is right. I mean, I think the final area is called Hidden Forever, and that's a couple of the stories about things that we may never know much about these things, because either they're species that have gone extinct in our time. One, a Carolina parakeet, used to live in Wisconsin. It actually, parakeets, they made it this far north, and they're no longer here. And another one in Hidden Forever is about, it's two portraits of Native Americans, Menominee Indians, one a portrait of men and another women, and we know the men because we know their names. The women, their names were never recorded.
Ellen, thanks so much for talking with us today.
All right.
That was Ellen Sensky, Senior Vice President and Academic Dean of the Milwaukee Public Museum. The exhibit, Hidden Wisconsin, Unseen, Unknown, Uncovered, is open now, runs through January 8th.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent.